Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's happening?
Brother, what's up?
This is a two big party, man.
Yeah,
I can dig it.
Solid.
Brother, brother, there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, father, we don't need to escalate. Don't punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see.
I want you to put this into perspective.
What do you want for the future of your children and your grandchildren? Do you want them to go through what our ancestors went through and what we're actually now living in 2021, going into the space age, we're still dealing with racism and prejudice and animosity and hatred. It's got to get better. And the only way that's going to happen is if we take a stand as a people, okay? We have the power because strength runs in numbers. So together we will stand, and divided we will definitely fall. And we, these freaking white militia groups are getting together so they can have an all-out war with us. We need to be prepared. Unfortunately, the police ain't going to be able to control. The police can't even control what happened at the state capitol. Think about it. They could have controlled that situation. I guarantee you if it would have been African Americans coming up to the capitol like that, they would have controlled that situation. They would have annihilated some human beings. You know, speaking of that, and I hate to say it, but it's the truth. I'm really concerned about what the verdict is going to be on the George Floyd case. And I'm telling you right now, for us to get freedom and justice and equality, some of us are going to have to die. I'm just going to keep it real. Because all the change that's ever been made for our people and in America, somebody had to die for it to happen. Dr. King died for it to happen. Malcolm X died for it to happen. Sandra Bland died for it to happen. Michael Brown died for it to happen. George Floyd died for it to happen. The little 13-year-old kid died for it to happen. Dante died for it to happen. What are we doing? Are we going to wait for them to annihilate us, to continue to belittle us and bamboozle us with their drama? No, we need to wake up and smell a coffee because there's a new cup being brewed every second. I am so serious right now. You're on Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. Boy, do we have a show for you. The best is yet to come. We're just warming up here on Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. If you want to call into the show, dial 646-787-8064. 646-787-8064. And you will be in the studio with us, okay? Now, if you want to listen online, go to blogtalkradio.com. blogtalkradio.com. And on the search, you put Eddie Jones Jr. _ production. Eddie Jones Jr. _ production. Let's get in the studio with us right now, one of our co-producers, Brother Clarence M. Allen. Good morning, good morning, good morning, Brother Clarence M. Allen. How are you on this wonderful Monday morning, April the 19th, 2021?
Good morning, Pastor Eddie. Good morning to all our wonderful listeners out there. Good morning to my fellow co-hosts out there. Especially good morning to Almighty God. Once again, we have tuned into the world's greatest radio morning blog talk show, the Eddie Jones Monday Morning Blog Talk Show. Eddie is bringing us these hot-button topics every week. You know, we see the change in America right now that's happening. We still see the violence that's escalating in America right now. You know, there are so many things that we ourselves have to do as individuals to implement ourselves and get in this change. Pastor Eddie, I want to thank you for having me once again. Let's get this show on the road.
Further ado, I want to get in the studio my sister, Vera Jones. Good morning, Vera Jones. How are you this morning? Welcome to the show, sis. How are you doing? Call in your 323-845 area code. Are you there?
Good morning, Eddie. Yes,
morning.
I am. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Say good morning to Clarence.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you loud and clear. Brother Clarence, are you there?
Okay, wonderful.
Good morning, Vera. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Clarence. I am wonderful. Thanks for asking.
Now, everybody out there, tell a friend right now. I'm getting ready to go on Facebook Live. My page is Eddie Justice Jones Jr. Eddie Justice Jones Jr. I'm about to go on Facebook Live in about a couple of minutes, but I wanted to make sure there's some things I do want to say on Facebook and there's some things I don't want to say on Facebook, because you know the government controls all social media. Even though the company, whoever owns Fred Zuckerberg or whoever owns Facebook, but the government actually owns him. Okay, that's why he's been in court several times, because Facebook has actually stole people's personal identities. Yes. And so he's been all the way up to the Supreme Court. And that goes for all the rest of the social media outlets too. TikTok, Instagram, Gap, whatever, Gabby, whatever. They are watching each one of these entities of social media. They want to know what you're doing, how you think, how you focus. That's why Siri is so busy on your phone. You could just, one day I sneezed and Siri asked me, was I okay? So she's paying attention to what our phones are leaking to our bodies. These smartphones are leaking to our bodies. That's why when you go to bed, your phone's normally right by you. It's either by you or in your hand, or you fell asleep with it. You wake up, it's the first thing you almost touch. They know what they're doing. They're linking us to robotic, artificial intelligence technology. Anyway, on another note, I'd like to talk about a few things before we get deeper into the show. But before I do that, let me go live on Facebook right now. Eddie Justice Jones Jr. on Facebook, and I'm going to hit the video. And once I get that going there, there we go. So now we are live now on Facebook, Eddie Justice Jones Jr. You can go there and see me live right now. And we're doing a radio show right here. It's the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, the Eddie Justice Jones Radio Talk Show. We're going to have health and wellness for you, but we got some serious topics for you today, real serious. Right now, you know the George Floyd case is going on right now, and they are in deliberation right now. And, you know, they do this all the time. Every time there's a white guy who commits a racist murder, especially if he's a cop, they call out the National Guard. They call out all these governmental agencies. They pump up the police. Now, how much money does that take? That's why they want to defund the police, because that's unnecessary money that's being used right now. You know, I mean, the case is not even over with yet. But I'm going to tell you this right here. Hey, Gloria Majors, how are you? Good morning to you on Facebook Live. Tell a friend. Start a watch party, Gloria. Shouting out to you and your family. God bless you. And shouting out Elaine and Senia and everybody else. God bless you guys. And, yeah. Elaine, good morning, Elaine. How are you? Welcome, Elaine. I just shouted you out on Facebook Live. So what I'm trying to tell you right now is the government is spending all this money for the National Guards to come out. What they should have did was they should have spent that kind of money on the state capitol before they rushed the capitol and tore it up and killed the person and stumbled over people and beat people up and tore up the state capitol. But yet you're going to have all this stuff behind the Chauvin case. Everybody knows this guy needs to go to prison. If he don't go to prison, he's marked. He's marked to be annihilated. Siri is going. Siri is just getting involved. You see, you guys heard Siri come on, right? And so I just want to say to you right now, this is really something what they're doing right now. The government always. You can know when they're not going to do something right because they call out the National Guard. They pump up the police. Good morning. Good morning, Randy. Good morning, Cousin Randy. Good morning, Brother Clarence M. Allen. What's happening, y'all? What's going on? So now that, you know, the case is in deliberation, they're getting ready to close out this case. And when they do, whatever happens, we need to be prepared as a people. We can't keep rioting. That's not always the answer. Okay? We can't keep, you know, marching is good. Don't get me wrong, marching is good, but paperwork and documentation is better. Okay, Brother Clarence, can you hear me okay? Brother Clarence, are you there? Sister Vera, are you there? Can you guys hear me okay?
Yes, we can.
Okay, I just want to turn it up a little bit more. Let's see. Can you hear me better now? Clarence, Brother Clarence, are you there?
Thank
Brother
you.
Clarence?
You turned the volume up.
Okay, there we go. How's that? Is that better?
a little better. The volume is a little higher, thank God.
Okay, there we go. All right. Because I want you guys to be able to hear me nice and loud and clear. This is real serious stuff. This is very, very serious. And we need to be paying attention. Not only that, Brother Clarence, are you there? Clarence M. Allen, are you there?
Yes, I am, Pat Jetty.
Okay, I would like, okay, I want you to weigh in on what you feel about, you know, the George Floyd case, the deliberation going on right now. You know, they have the National Guard ready in Minnesota. They got the police on heightened alert and everything. What does that mean to you?
Well, it means everything, Pat Jetty, because, first of all, it means that we the people in this nation is tired of the atrocities, the murders, the lynchings, the oppression, the incarcerations, all the evils which we as blacks in this nation are the prime species for these hunts. We are the primary target on their board. And we are tired of being prosecuted, killed, discriminated against. You know, haven't we done enough for this nation? We have built this country. We've fought in wars. We have shown our dedication to this nation. You know, we were here before they discovered the New World. You know, Christopher Columbus written about it. You know, that he not only seen the natives here, he saw blacks. So we were here. You know, they made Patrick a saint after he genocided a whole island of two of pygmies that sailed to Ireland before the Europeans ever laid foot on that land. So we have to wake ourselves up, and that means studying who we are, learning who we are, Pastor Eddie. But because of these National Guards, because of law enforcement have to stand at these government facilities, it means that we are tired of them killing us. You know, let me share this right quick, Eddie. I was listening to CNN, and they had this brother police cop come on, and he pointed out something that hasn't been covered in this case, and I was watching the closing remarks of the prosecution. He said the reason Derek Chauvin had his hands in his pockets is a tactic that the police use to push down on their legs to apply more pressure down on the subject, on the victim. So the reason his hands were staying in his pockets, he was pushing down on his legs to apply more pressure on George Floyd's neck. And that's something that, you know, never crossed my mind until I heard this officer say it on CNN.
Wow, that's interesting. Now, you're on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, the Eddie Justice Jones Radio Talk Show. We talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights, because we all have rights. On our show, there's no smoking gun. If you want to listen to the show right now over the phone, dial 646-787-8064. 646-787-8064. Vera, Sister Vera Jones. Well, Clarence, let me ask you a question. What's Linda's first number? Is it five? Is there an area code 503? Linda, our poet.
Linda Goldie. Linda.
Yeah. I'll look at it right now. Vera, are you there? Sister Vera, come in.
Yes, I am here.
Okay, what do you think about the deliberation of the case, the George Floyd case, and them calling out, getting ready for the National Guards and pumping up the police and riot gear and all this stuff? I'd like to get your opinion, please.
Well, at this point, that's a really difficult job. At this time, because this is what the entire nation saw. And I just want harmony and peace, you know, for the nation, for the entire nation. And we do have to begin to love one another again. And usually when police officers are out there among us all, they are to protect us and to serve us as a community, as a village, not to kill us. So, wow, this is a deep case. That's all I can say, Eddie.
Thank you very much, Vera. That, you're right. It's deeper than the ocean, higher than the mountains, and swifter than the rivers. You need to wake up and get ready. I'm really upset. The 13-year-old young man that was shot and killed by the police in Chicago, Illinois, was a 13-year-old So what? He was out at 2 o'clock in the morning. So what? That has nothing to do with him dying at the hands of a police officer who was afraid to do his job properly. There's no way that he needed to use deadly force against a 13-year-old kid that was running away from him, who had both of his hands up in the air. Both of his hands were up in the air. And if you haven't seen the video yet, just go to YouTube and pull it up. It's everywhere, okay? What's up, Michelle Banner? What's up, Sean Williams? What's going on, Elaine Diamond? How you guys doing on Facebook Live? This is really, really something. Not only that shooting, we're going to get to this in a minute. A young man, 20 years old, Dante, in Minnesota, the same place where George Floyd got killed. And see, if God didn't want that to happen, okay, a double whammy in Minnesota, it's showing you the biasness and the racism, not only in Minnesota, but across the United States of America, Atlanta, Georgia, Texas, Arkansas, all this racism, all these Mississippi backwood towns where these certain people think that they all had the bag of chips. But see, they haven't ran into the African-American black militia. They haven't ran into the new Black Panther Party. They haven't ran into the homies from the hood. See, they do that mess out there in them little areas where there's just a few African-Americans, like what happened in South Carolina to the young man who was walking in a neighborhood in a cul-de-sac, and this white guy and his wife had the audacity to ask him to leave the neighborhood, that he should not be walking in the neighborhood. I don't know when in the history of America that they made a neighborhood for only one human being. A neighborhood is for all human beings, and that's why they call it a neighborhood. It's a community where all people should be able to walk freely. It's in the Constitution, which they've had to change, and they need to change it again because it's not applicable to certain people in the United States of America, speaking of African-Americans, okay? We're written in the Constitution as not human beings, so that needs to be changed, okay? We need to pay attention. Yes, sir, Brother Clarence.
Yes, 503, that's Linda Goldie. But, you know, Pastor Eddie, I remember back when I was a child, before I was even born, you know, looking just here in Los Angeles, when blacks had that one small area down in the Central Avenue area, and it was certain parts of the city that you couldn't go. You know, you couldn't go west of Main Street. And as we migrated down south to the Watts area and up to Broadway, you know, you couldn't be caught in Englewood. See, all of these areas called woods, those were the white areas once we start moving into South L.A., Englewood, Linwood, and all of these other woods down here that we have. So, you know, what we're seeing is these troglodytes, these Neanderthals, that refuse to leave their primitive nature, you know. So they think they're still living in the 30s, the 40s, the 50s, and 60s. The city of Chicago was founded by a black man. Right now what we have is the city of Manhattan Beach out here in California used to be owned by blacks before whites taken it. Right now it's the descendants of those families was bought by some blacks in 1912. Right now, it's in our chambers, our state chambers, and they're getting ready to award these people back their property. So it might be a lot of white folks that's going to have to pay them through their taxes or something, because I don't see them moving out. But it was taken from them, so they're about to be rewarded their land back. So when you speak of that young black man, when that white officer, a petty officer, whatever, non-commissioned officer, coming out threatening him by where he's at, and his commanding officer is a black man for the station where he's a duty at. I hope he gets court-martialed. I hope he gets a dishonorable discharge, because his number one job is to protect this nation, and that's everybody. Whether you're a citizen, whether you're an immigrant, you're supposed to protect this country and the people that's in it.
Yeah, that's right. Brother Clarence, let me say this. the young man that was walking in the neighborhood in South Carolina, that was approached by this big white guy who actually was under the influence of alcohol. He cursed him out and told him to get out of his neighborhood, but he didn't belong in the neighborhood. The young man told him, I just moved in the neighborhood, and I'm taking a walk. I mean, we should be able to walk anywhere we want to, but with Donald Trump igniting, number 45 igniting racism all over again, I mean, it was in the bear's creek for a minute, but it's raising its head again, and now we got to do something about it. We're not going to be marching down the street and they're going to be sticking dogs. No, it ain't going down like that. These young people ain't having it. I'm telling you right now, it's going to be a war. Listen to me, government. Listen to me, United States of America. The black African-American people of America versus the United States of America. We're going to stew the pants off y'all. Because if you keep on harassing us, it's under the Constitution that all people are created equally. And we're going to prove that in the court of law, that we're not being treated like we're equally. Okay? So get ready to get sued, America. Black America versus the United States of America. We all need to be signing this bill right now. We all need to put this into action right now. Every last one of us. Because we all know somebody who's been shot down by the cops, who's been beat down by the cops. They've been treated, hung, castrated, drugged, missing. You know, I can just keep, go on with naming cases. I already said Sandra Bland, Michael Brown, you know, George Floyd, and so many others have been brutalized by the United States of America. But I just don't understand why they couldn't handle that at the state capitol. Them white folks ran up in there and just tore the capitol up and killed some people and everything else. They didn't bring out the National Guard came out, what, a day later? And a dollar late? And a day late? Well, let's wake up, y'all. Let's get our, if we are the kings and the queens that we claim to be, and we all letting the bag go tips and can't be crushed, let's act like it then. Let's take our top professors and analysts and scientists, let's take our speakers, and let's go to Washington, D.C., and let's demand a trial in the Supreme Court. And let's demand it, and let's get it done. The black people of America versus the United States of America. I'm not playing with this thing. This is real tough. Okay, the young man is walking down the street in South Carolina, and he better be glad I wasn't there. The guy that attacked the young man, because the young man was a small, fragile dude, and he pushed him, and they talked about him really bad. I'm not even going to use the explicit language that they used to address this young man. And he had the audacity to call him a boy. Thank you, Jesus, that I wasn't there. Thank you, God, that I wasn't there when Ahmaud Arbery was shot and killed. Thank you, God, that I wasn't there when he had his knee on the neck of George Floyd, because I would have ran over there and tackled him like I was on a football field trying to score a touchdown. He wouldn't have finished off killing George Floyd like that if I would have been standing there. I'm not saying if you see something, say something. I'm saying if you see something, do something. That's what I'm saying. If you see something, do something. Because saying something ain't going to, you just throwing out some words. What you going to do? Because them folks, is they talking about coming to our neighborhood. They talking about bringing their militia groups to our neighborhood. They ain't ready. They just talk a lot. But most of them backwoods, redneck, racist guys can't even read a paragraph. They can't even read a whole page clearly. That's why they don't understand the Constitution of the United States of America, because they can't read. And if you ever listen to them talk, they sound terrible. Now we got to fight. Yes, sir, brother Clarence. Now, brother Clarence,
that guy, that confronted that young man, he's really, I'll tell you, learning a real lesson about the changes that is going down in America. He is really regretting what he has done, because not only has he been charged with third-degree battery and arrested, but he has about 200 black folks in his front yard with the Black Lives Matter movement and other organizations in his front yard. They put a Black Lives Matter poster stake in the front of his yard. So this guy, he's regretting all of that.
Yeah, you're right, Brother Clarence. I was just about to get to that. For those people that don't know, I went on the page where the guy, you can look up the video. Go to YouTube and look it up. You put young man walking in community in South Carolina. Yeah, but you know what? We got something for these wolves. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Anyway, the young man.
Andy, are you there?
Yes, I'm here, Vera. Can you hear me?
Oh,
yes,
yes.
Dear, I'm
yes, I can. In addition to that, the young guy also said, well, he smelled as if he was drinking, like intoxicated. So,
yes,
but he didn't deserve to be pushed or harassed the way he was. And I'm so happy as the two young ladies walked up.
And so after that happened, I went online and I started typing in, you know, we're going to have to bring the Nation of Islam down there. We're going to have to bring the new Black Panther Party down there. We need to bring the Bloods and the Crips down there. We need to bring everything that we have. We need to bring the Black Militia down there. But after I wrote about 9 different things, and I put it all on there. And I'm sure it's been read by hundreds of thousands of people by now. And the next day, after I requested that, the organizations were down at his house. They put signs in front of his house. They're at his house right now as we speak. Right now, they're at that same guy that was harassing African-Americans, was walking into the community. Black Lives Matter and a whole bunch of other black grassroots organizations are at his house right now. Not only is he in the military, but he will be court-martialed. He will be thrown in the brig. So all that stuff his wife did and that he did, see, we serve a God that's an on-time God. And as long as we got cameras and video and social media, you can't just do what, that's how Rodney King got on there. So all I'm saying to you is we need to not only say something, we need to do something, and not against each other. Okay? If you can hear me right now, black people, stop hating on each other. This is why the white man don't respect us. They feel like this. Look, and that little stimulus money they're throwing at you right now, that's just trying to make you forget how many people they just killed with the COVID-19. They killed mothers and fathers and sisters and brothers and uncles and cousins and nieces and nephews. I can't even tell you, it's almost a billion people dead behind COVID-19. Talking about they want to depopulate the world. They want to depopulate the world. How sick is that? They knew what they were doing. It's a premeditated conspiracy to depopulate the world. Okay? And over in Brazil right now, they got people that, man, it's terrible. And you know what COVID-19, everybody on this show, everybody on the phone or on Facebook Live or wherever you are, even if you're online, you know somebody that has died from COVID-19. And tell me, and I'm going to say this again because one of our topics is, we're going to revisit the FDA and all these vaccines, the Pfizer, the Derma, the Johnson & Johnson. It's one of our subject matters for the show. How can we not talk about that when it's the reality of what we're living right now? And all these kids and all these people that's been locked up in the house for a year, and now you got all these mass shootings, you got all this police brutality, you got all this. This is what happens when you stop caring about the people in America. America's getting a taste of its own dirt that is thrown out on the people. Because COVID-19 ain't just killing African Americans. It's killing everybody. White, black, Asian, Latino, it don't even care. And it's a man-made drug. It's a man-made disease. And the same people, because look up Johnson & Johnson. Johnson & Johnson is the same company that had a big, major lawsuit behind baby powder. And if you ladies remember that, there was a big, and they paid it out. Johnson & Johnson is the same company affiliated with the company who shot up people from 1940 to 1972 with syphilis and gonorrhea. And they didn't tell the community they were doing it to them. These companies are the same companies that got with Planned Parenthood and shot up all these mothers, African-American mothers, and made them sterile so they couldn't have babies. The least repopulating race of people right now that is not repopulating the community is the white community. They're not repopulating their people right now. However, the African-American and Latino community is, look up the statistics, you can read it for yourself. I'm just telling you the real deal, Holyfield, and there's no smoking gun. Okay? Because I'm going to tell you the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help me God. Because we need to know. Amen? And so, that's right, Brother Anthony. That's right. So, I want to talk to you about these heinous killings that's taking place. We better get ready, and we better get our food rations together. We better, because if you don't have your COVID-19 card, you're not going to get in the game. And pretty soon, you might not be able to go in the hospital until you can prove you didn't have that shot. They are making you take that shot. They're making you take that shot. They're not going to make me take that shot. I'm not taking it. I'm not taking it. Okay? I take echinacea. I take 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C. I take vitamin E, vitamin A, D3, zinc. I take a B-complex. I also take a golden seal and whatever other vitamins I have in there. And, elderberry, 100 milligrams every day. So I don't need to have COVID-19 put inside of my anatomy. I don't want that in my body. Oh, yeah, by the way, if you just don't know, even if you take the vaccine, you can still get COVID-19 because there's so many different strands of the COVID-19 from so many different countries that's coming into America that they can't guarantee you that you won't get it even after you take the vaccine. So then what's the sense in taking it? And by the way, since COVID-19 came out, I ain't heard nothing about nobody getting the flu. They ain't giving out flu shots. They're giving out COVID-19 shots. How about that? What happened to the flu that was killing everybody every year? I ain't heard nothing about the flu killing nobody now, but we all have heard about COVID-19 killing people. Okay? I'm appalled. Brother Clarence, are you there, Brother Clarence?
Yes, I am, Pastor Eddie.
Now, Brother Clarence, there was a young lady in Las Vegas, Nevada. She was deaf. She's in her late 20s, early 30s. She has two daughters. She was driving her car in Las Vegas, and the white folks called the police on her. And tell us what happened after that.
Yes, Pastor Eddie. Her name is Andrea Drake Hollingsworth. She has two 11-year-old twin daughters, and she was in her car. This incident occurred on April 7th in North Las Vegas. And the lady is deaf mute. Forgive me if I'm not saying that politically correct, medically correct. So she was unable to verbally speak back to the police officers. And they didn't care about her inability to speak or nothing. She didn't know why she was being pulled over, and the officer was interrogating her, and she questioned them with her hand signs. Her daughter had to do translations, and they harassed this lady, violated her civil rights, didn't care about her communication disability and her hearing disability. And so this is just another tragic story of how they look at us, how they portray us as a non-person. You know, it makes me think of the movie Planet of the Apes. And if you have any type of intelligence, we know what that movie's about, you know. But everything that they have came from Africa. All the knowledge, all the creation, everything. They're stolen, emulated, copied, and masterminded to make it a business of everything, because we all depend on this paper money, which is not real. It's only real in its physical being. But we believe that you have to have it in order to buy and sell. But no, we used to trade in goods. We used to trade with word of mouth. We used to pay our debts, even some people, by working a favor, if that's what you call it. But now with this money and the capital, it's just greed and corruption. But with this racism thing, you know, like you said, Pastor, there's a 7-minute video of it, and it's just a disgrace, especially to us when we see, because that could be me, that could be you as a listener on this show, being pulled over by the police, and many of us have our own personal experiences with, they're not law enforcement, these are criminal enforcers. Because these are criminals with a badge, many of them.
Right, and that brings me to our first topic of discussion. Okay, our first topic of discussion, will the police ever get it? Will they ever get it right about when not to use deadly force? That's our topic. Will the police ever get it? When do they understand not to use deadly force? They killed a 13-year-old kid. They shot him to death. His hands were up. They killed Dante. He's 20 years old. They shot him to death. The lady said she had her hand on her taser. Now, everybody in the world knows, and even I know, a taser feels different from a gun. The weight is different. The trigger is different. And actually, a stun gun is going to shoot out a projectile that's going to connect to your body and shock you. Okay? But a bullet is going to penetrate you and probably kill you like it did. And that's not all that's going on. The young lady that was deaf in Las Vegas with her two 11-year-old twins who had to scream and holler because she was trying to sign to the cops, I'm deaf, I don't understand what you're saying, and they're screaming cadence to her, sit down on the ground, this, that, and the other. The two girls, the two twins, when they grabbed her mother and threw her down to the ground, and she still she's trying to communicate, and she's deaf. Now she has a lawsuit because that's a disability thing. And they should not have never, ever treated her. And this is why these cops need sensitivity training. So when they run into a person that's deaf or that has a mental disability, autism or ADHD or whatever it may be, mental health is very important. And the police officers that are pulling over people need to understand if somebody has a mental health issue. Okay? Which brings me to the young man that was walking in South Carolina again. Walking, minding his business, this white guy comes out of nowhere, him and his wife, and start harassing him, telling him he needs to get out their community, okay? However, now that guy's been arrested, we found out he's in the military, and his commanding officer is African-American. So I can see him being persecuted to the fullest, losing his rank in the military, and being thrown into the brig for third degree, which is a felony, harassment. So he thought he was going to get away with it. And not only that, here's the good news. Black Lives Matter and other black grassroots black organizations are at his house right now. Yeah, they're at his house, protesting outside of his house. There's more than one way to skin a cat, okay? Okay? So here's the deal. You know, we need to pay attention, and we need to make these police officers do what they say to serve and protect, but you're not serving and protecting if you're killing people every other day. If you turn over a kid and he got a cell phone in his hand after you shot him in the back, or you turn over a kid and he got his hand on his belt, his hand on his pants because he didn't have a belt and he was sagging, that's not a good shooting. That's a terrible shooting. the shooting of the 13-year-old with his hands in the air, the shooting of Michael Brown with his hands in the air, Sandra Bland, the activist, George Floyd. None of those are killings that were good. They're all bad. And the saddest part is that they're cold and callous. They're putting it on now where you can watch the whole shooting. They want you to see. Like they're trying to instill fear in certain people's hearts. But I don't feel any fear whatsoever. I feel assertiveness and positive aggression towards the oppressor who is trying to keep his foot on our neck. And we have to stop that. Strength runs in numbers. And when we galvanize as a unit and we make ourselves applicable to the cause, we can make great change. The only limit in life is the one we put on ourselves, so we should let there be no limit. And whatever we do as a people, we shouldn't let allow them, any racist skinheads or whoever they might be, steal our joy. And when we stop them from killing our kids, that's when they're going to really get the message. So I'm calling on the Nation of Islam. I'm calling on the new Black Panther Party. I'm calling on the black militia. I'm calling on all mothers and grandmothers, all fathers and uncles, all mentors. This is our time to step up our game. They even killed Nipsey Hussle, even though they used a black man to do it. They knew he was an intellectual, intelligent young man coming up, and they killed him in his prime because they killed the dream. They know what they're doing when they do that. They kill a dream. They killed Dr. King, but they didn't kill his dream. So we have to realize how long they've been doing this to us, and what are we going to do? We're going to keep talking about it? The talk doesn't bring change. It just brings more talk. It's time for action. Prepare yourselves for a war that we never thought we would have been in, and it's going to be a civil war. I said it before, and I'm going to say it again, and I mean it from the bottom of my heart. Black America versus the United States of America. If you hear me on Facebook Live, let me see some hearts. Let me see some likes if you can hear me right now. If you can hear me on the radio show right now, let me hear you right now by your action. If you agree with what I'm saying and you're tired of seeing our kids being shot down in the street, okay, so at this time I'm going to go over to Linda. Good morning, Linda. How are you? Welcome to the show, Linda. How are you doing?
I'm just sick at heart with all of this crap that's going on, excuse the word. I wrote a poem about this Floyd case, basically, and I read it to my son. And because it wasn't positive, and I like to leave something positive, but I have to admit that I'm feeling some rage about what this man has done. And, you know, I can imagine all kinds of things that I would like people to do to him, which are not, which is not godly. You know, so I'm very upset. I also recently wrote a poem about, you know, the price of pain, because I had a Christian writer friend that I've known for years commit suicide. Wow. And I didn't know how to write to her husband. And, you know, it's all of this stuff. It's just overwhelming.
I would love for you, Linda, I would love for you to do your poem that you wrote. I want to introduce Linda to everyone. Linda's going to say poetry for us and say it nice and loud, Linda. And go right ahead. Take the floor. Welcome as one of our co-hosts on Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. Go ahead, Linda.
Okay. This is the one that and that's called Face the Hour. When I face the hour of evil men in power, will I run or cower? Will I hide? There is no use in guessing whatever I'm confessing now. At that time, I wonder how I really will be dealing with everything I'm feeling. Will I only pray and plead to try to stop some evil deed, or will I be willing to risk my life to stop the killing? When I think about it, I hate to say I doubt it. God have mercy on my soul. To be a martyr is not my goal, because I'd suffer longer so they could prove they're stronger. So I pray that I will die before that day. Now I could fill another page to talk about my mounting rage, or lift my hope much higher to stop what might transpire if I tell everything I wish for them when I'm not wishing well.
Wow, wow. I want to give the number out.
Linda Golding.
Let's give Linda a
yes.
Good morning, Linda.
Good morning.
Good morning, Linda.
Good morning.
I want to shout out to people on Facebook Live right now. Diana, what's up, Diana? What's up, Anthony Ray Slaughter? What's up, April Sims? How are you? Vera Jones, how are you? Everybody. Carla Taylor, cousin, what's happening, cuz? How you doing? Yeah, all the way out there. And all my folks from Texas out there, what's going on, y'all? Now, listen, Anthony, call into the radio show right now so you can say something. The number is 646-787-8064. 646-787-8064. And thank you guys for the heart, because it's time that we wake up and smell the coffee, y'all, because it's a new cup being brewed every second. We as the people, we got to wake up. They can't just keep hitting us and shooting us and hanging us and everything else that they're doing. We got to stop it, and we got to do something about it. And we got to do it now, okay? We can't do it tomorrow. We got to do it now. If you don't want your grandchildren and your great-grandchildren to go through the stuff that we're seeing right now, we need to do something. Hey, what's up, Elaine? How you doing, Elaine? Shout out to Elaine and Senia, Deja, Kim. Shout out to Diana. What's up, Diana? How are you? I pray that all is well with everybody. Thank you guys for tuning in to the radio show. My cousin Randy Chasing Dreams. What's up, Randy? God bless you and the family. I am just happy to have you guys on. Yeah, Diana, how have you been? God bless you, and I'm so glad that you're all on the show right now. Thank you, guys. And you know, black lives do matter. We matter as a people, but they don't matter to them if we don't stand up and let them know how much we matter, okay? It's time that we take – I mean, I hate to say it. We're going to have to arm ourselves. Yes, we got to arm ourselves with weapons so we can defend our community against these atrocities against our people. You know, we never asked to come to America. We didn't ask to work in those cotton fields for free. We didn't ask to pick tobacco. We didn't ask to be whipped, incarcerated, and castrated and beat down. But let me tell you this right here, and pay attention to me carefully. This is the time for us to really sue the United States of America, the black people of America, versus the United States of America, and get the reparations that we deserve for our ancestors who did work for free, who died and didn't get it. Well, we need to be getting it. We need to get what they were due, what they were owed to them. This generation right now should get what our ancestors did not receive from the white man. And I'm talking about from Wells Fargo, from Bank of America, from all these other big giant companies that have made billions of dollars off our blood, sweat, and tears. We need to sue them all. And last but not least, we need to make amendments to the Constitution of the United States of America that it may be applicable to the African-American black people of America. Because we're rolled in there as not human beings. Now, if you don't believe me, read the Constitution and find out for yourself. Which brings me to our next subject matter. I'm not going to dwell on that too long, but I have to get that off my chest because it's deeper than the ocean, higher than the mountains, swifter than the rivers. And if we don't do nothing about it, nothing's going to get done. We're just going to keep on talking about what we're going to do. Well, we're going to do this, we're going to do that. And let me tell you something. This whole COVID-19 thing is serious. They're not through killing people yet. They said they want to depopulate the earth. They didn't say America. They said the earth. And they're not even telling you how many numbers of people they have already killed or how many people have died from COVID-19. But it is serious. Very, very serious. I want to go to a certain area of the show. Our second topic is the COVID-19 vaccine. has killed so many people, and they're not telling us the truth, or what is the truth? What is the truth about these vaccines and these viruses? What's the truth? Do you know? Is the CDC telling you the truth? That's another government entity. Is the FDA telling you the truth? Do you know why the FDA is not standing behind these vaccines? And that's why you got to sign a waiver saying if you die, you just dead. I'm not signing no waiver. Because they definitely do not tell you, and this is the honest to God truth. Somebody called me and told me they were in line to get their shot, and the two cars ahead of them, one person was having a seizure from the shot, and the other person was passing out from the shot. And that person in the third car, I don't know if they stayed and got their shot or not. But if I would have saw that, I would have definitely left. The Johnson & Johnson shot is killing people. They're not FDA approved. They're EUA, emergency authorized approved by the FDA, which keeps the FDA from being sued for giving you a bad batch of medication that's not appropriate for your anatomy. And what I said earlier, and I'll say it again, everybody doesn't wear the same size shoe. And everybody can't take those shots because those shots are not applicable to our human anatomy. They're putting something inside of us that can actually change your DNA makeup. The proteins inside the shot, the nanos, if you don't know what nanobots are, read up nanos, and you'll find out what they are and what they can do. They have the power to change your DNA makeup. The proteins that they're putting in there will go to your protein cells and latch onto your protein cells. So then when you get something besides COVID-19 or whatever, your body won't be able to really fight it, but your body will be able to somewhat fight COVID-19. But even if you take the vaccine, you can still die. And if you don't have your card, you won't be going to a Laker game, a football game, a concert. You won't be going to any major places. You won't be getting on airplanes going out the country. It just ain't going to happen unless you have a COVID-19 card. And to me, this is where the underground comes in at. This is where the underground organizations who need to travel underground to do what they got to do, like Harriet Tubman did, but only in a more advanced capacity. With all the technology, you can be on top of the ground and still be underground. That's why you see all these people getting off the grid. That's why you see all these homeless people. They don't want to deal with no Social Security number. They don't want to live in no, you know, they just tired of the government. And the numbers are increasing every day. So we need to pay attention. Let's see, Anthony, did you call in? I see you commenting, Anthony, but did you call in? Call on in, 646-787-8064. 646-787-8064 is the number to call into the show. Press 1. I forgot to tell you to press 1, and it'll put you in the queue, okay? You're on the line. Okay, let's get you on. Hold on a second. Let's get you on. Okay. I don't see you. Oh, yes, maybe we do have you right here. Let's see. Is your number 302, area code 302? All right, let's find out. Caller in the 302 area code. Caller in the 302 area code, are you there? Caller in the 302 area code, are you there? Welcome to the show. 302-983, are you there?
Yes. Okay, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Is this Anthony?
Yes, it is.
Okay, we can hear you. Anthony, go right ahead. How are you? Welcome to the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. We're talking about some very sensitive topics. We're talking about police brutality. We're talking about the misuse of the government with COVID-19 and the vaccine. What would you like to first of all, everybody, please say hello to Anthony.
Hello, Anthony.
Good morning. Good morning, Anthony. Welcome to the show.
Good morning,
hello, everybody.
Anthony.
I want to say thank you for giving me the opportunity to talk, brother. Real quick, I want to throw it out there. Before the outbreak, I met a man from Canada, and he and I were sitting down talking, and he told me that there were thefts from the CDC in America. In one was in Atlanta, Georgia, and another one was in another city, and they stole viruses. Now, that's as far as he told me. And then he went on to say that there was going to be an arrest in Harvard University of this research guy. And in like 3 weeks, everything he told me was the truth. What happened was the CDC finds viruses and they find bacterias. If something comes up in a hospital and they don't understand it, right away it's given to the CDC. But I want you to keep in mind that when they took over this land, they gave the Indians smallpox. So there is a group of researchers that seek and find diseases, and then they work on those diseases to make the diseases do what they want to do. Dr. Fauci, he's a part of the research team, or he led the research team that even found the Ebola virus that was released on Africa. They didn't release it in America because it was too contagious. If they would have released the Ebola virus in America, it would have killed cities. But what they did was they released it in certain parts of Africa where it would kill numbers and they could contain it. Do you understand what I'm saying? So this is what's happening right now. The Ebola virus was found and then it was played with in a laboratory. These people are playing God.
Yes,
and
they
the pharmaceutical
are.
Companies and the pharmaceutical companies and the CDCs and the higher levels of research are all working together because money breeds power. Or when you have power and the money, you can make people do anything you want them to do. And this is what's going on right now. But as we the people come together and stand up, like you're saying, everything you're saying is so true. But we've got to keep this going in the ears of the people on a continuous basis till people wake up. Till people wake up. And this is what's going on with that virus. Because I used to spend time in China. Huh?
I want to ask you a question.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, sir.
My question to you is, the Johnson & Johnson, which is causing blood clots, as you heard me say about the Pfizer shot and the Derma, whatever it is, the FDA is not standing behind these vaccines, but the FDA made it the EUA, emergency authorization, for them to be able to give these shots out to all the people. What do you think about that, Anthony?
Well, just like when the mob used to run, let's say, Las Vegas, the strongest mob boss controlled everybody else and let you do things. And until you got him out of the way, you had to do what he says. So what's happening now, the FDA is really weak. They do what they're told. They don't do what they're subscribed to do. The FDA is supposed to regulate every food, everything that the American people put inside of their body before it hits the shelf. And if it isn't qualified, it's never supposed to be able to hit the shelf. But because money moves things, if somebody wants to make $50 billion, sometimes they'll talk to the FDA and pay them off, and they'll wink. And they'll let those people put stuff on the shelf like these viruses, like these vaccines. They'll let them make as much money as they possibly can, and then later on they'll say, oh, we found something. We have to pull it off the shelf. Those people are never penalized and never punished because it's like corruption. It's big-time corruption. Right now, this is why pharmaceutical companies have names, but they don't have faces. Because there are a whole lot of people that are investing in these pharmaceutical companies that are rich. And whatever direction that these pharmaceutical companies want to go in, they're just making their shareholders rich. And this is why they went to Washington years ago, and they told the people in Washington, we need you to pass a law that says that we can't be sued for things that happen when people take these drugs that we're dispersing. And that's about the craziest thing in the world. Anybody else can be sued by their actions or behavior or words, but those billionaires that run those pharmaceutical companies, they don't want to lose a dime. And this is what's going on. So we need to crack down on, why is this happening? This isn't legal, and we need to stop this right now. You know what
I
mean? Pharmaceutical companies should not be owned by private industry because they're public. They touch the public's lives. Pharmaceutical companies should be ran, and they also should be oversaw by we the people, because what they decide upon, we take, or those that take medicine take it. You know, the last thing I want to say is they'll come up with a medication that's for your high blood pressure, but because the FDA is bull crap, they let it go out, and then later on we find out that it killed the kidneys. Well, it's too late if my kidneys are dead. You know what I mean? And stem cell research would have been perfect, but they didn't want to invest that kind of money into helping the people in America, because that would have been the greatest thing to get new organs and everything else, but they didn't want to do that. I'll tell you about that one other time. George Bush was in office, and he could have pushed stem cell research. But now they're doing it, but they're doing it in a way where you got to keep coming back, like the United States and cars. They put those BS parts in cars so that we'll keep coming back, keep spending money. But the Japanese said, we're not going to do that. We're going to put the best projects pieces in the cars. And that's why Japanese cars outrun the United States cars hand in hand, backwards and forward. Yes, sir.
Well, now, it's been amazing that you would come on our show today, Anthony. We really appreciate you. I want to go to Brother Clarence M. Allen. Clarence M. Allen, do you have a question or a statement for Anthony, our guest on our show this morning?
Yes. First of all, once again, welcome to the show, Anthony. Thank you for sharing that information. And this is some of the information that I've been stating. You know, in 1986, I mentioned last week and a couple other weeks on the show where President Ronald Reagan, through the legislation, signed that executive order where you cannot sue these pharmaceuticals for vaccines. This is a business. And when you were mentioning the Ebola, these diseases that is created in the United States are released in other countries, so the United States don't have to take the blame and do the racism that call it that disease from that country instead of what it is. And you're so correct about Dr. Fauci. CNN just had a face of seven doctors. They call it their COVID-19 panel. All of them have their hand in these evil doings. So, you know, once again, the United States, this COVID-19 was developed here in the United States, but put out in China, so the United States don't have to take the blame. So this is a business. This is a business where we have to rely with our life just to stay alive to pay these pharmaceuticals. These are evil drug dealers. So I agree with you wholeheartedly on your statement. Thank you for bringing that information in another way of expressing it, where we can understand it from a different angle. Because many of us, you know, this is a form of slavery, this vaccine. You look at the herd of people in line to get these vaccines, you know. When we look at the Bible, it's like in the Bible where it's written, in order to buy or sell, you have to take this vaccine. You have to have that mark in your hand, in the hand of your forehead. This is the last piece I want to say. This weekend I was with a friend of mine that had his second COVID shot vaccine, Pastor Eddie. And he said after his second shot, he was having these pains in his heart and in his chest, and he had to go to the emergency room. And what he said kind of astounded me when he said that the doctor said, oh, yeah, had the same thing and just gave him something for pain. So we don't know what's in this stuff. Far as everything, we know there's the micro organisms in it. We know it's the luciferase in it.
and no telling what else. So thank you once again, Brother Anthony, for bringing us a whole different spectrum to look at these crooks. You know, when you look at the FDA, the EPA, the CDC, it's just like a game of three-card, Molly. This is one organization. Watch this. Food and drug. And when you go back to what Brother Anthony said, that they're supposed to examine this stuff and test it to make sure it's safe, they're just going along with the program because Big Pharma has all the power.
That's right. Which brings me to my sister, Vera Jones. Vera Jones, come on in, Vera. Do you have a question or a statement for Anthony, our guest on the show today?
Well, I just want to say thank you, Anthony, for bringing some insight to what's going on. This is information that we all need to know. So thank you very much.
Thank you, sister. Thank you again. Brother, can you hear me?
Anthony, yes, I can hear you. Hold on one second. Linda, our wonderful Linda who does our poetry on the show. Linda, do you have a question or a statement for Brother Anthony?
Well, what he has revealed is pretty overwhelming. But, of course, we have suspected this kind of thing all along. I just don't know how we can fight this.
Wow, that's interesting.
Do you have any suggestions?
One of the things that I must say and remind anyone is that there is a God who is greater than any of these people that we're talking about today and any of their motivations and any of their moves. And as we pray sincerely and ask him to reveal these evils so we can see what they've been doing and then give us the direction in which to bring them down, we need God's help. Because these people have been doing this for thousands of years. What's going on right now, they'll tell us that America and United States are in odds, but yet we'll find people sending billions of dollars from China to America and America to a China. And you say, well, if those people are really terrorists, why are some people in America getting money and sending money to them? At the time, they're all friends. It's all business. You know what I mean? And they have, just like right now, you look at the Vietnam War. We still don't know today why the Vietnam War was started. So long after the people that started the Vietnam War are dead, now the people from Vietnam are coming to America, and America's going to Vietnam. You see, we the people want to get along. It's those people at the top that have those agendas. They're the ones that keep us at each other's throats, keeping us from uniting as world people, people all over the world. You know what I mean? And so right now, Black Lives Matter, I want to say this. Black Lives Matter started as a boiling over of people tired of the way that black people in America were being treated. And so people all over the world said, you know what? They treat those black people in America terrible. Everybody was thinking it. Everybody was saying it, but not everybody had the courage to speak up. So we started taking it to the streets, and then they wanted to turn it into a movement, which is dangerous because I don't trust one person. I think we need a board of people to make sure nobody's going to become corrupt. So right turning here. It into a movement, turning it into a movement, I'm not for that. But it should be a move to network. Whenever there's a problem in D.C., if somebody knows about it in Florida, they should send the information to D.C. so they can handle that situation or wherever else the problem is going. That's what we as a people should be doing. We should be backing each other, supporting each other, strengthening each other, and empowering each other with knowledge and presence. And this is the thing that we need to do. Go ahead, sir. I'm sorry.
You hit the nail on the head. I want to send a shout out to Debbie Taylor. What's up, Debbie Taylor, on Facebook Live? What's going on, Minister Terry Herbert? Minister Terry Herbert, I want you to send up prayers, Terry Herbert. We need prayer right now. We need prayer. Everybody that's listening to the show, I want you to pray for the show. I want you to pray for the guests on our show. And I want you to pray for the members, the co-producers and co-hosts of the show who are on the show. Believe it or not, this is the Civil Rights Talk Show, and the government listens to my show. And believe it or not, you might not want to face the reality, but we're definitely under some sort of attack. I've had a lot of technical things happen on the show, and I was like, wow, there's only one way that could happen. Let me see. We got a call in at 323-687. Would you like to say something? Call in at 323-687. Welcome to the show. Would you like to say something? Call in the 323-687 area code. Would you like to say something? Okay, we'll put them back on hold. All right. Anthony, are you still there? Anthony, are you still with us? Okay, call in the 570 area code, 278. Are you there?
Yes, God bless you, Pastor Eddie. Give honor to God who's first in my life and to you, Pastor Eddie, and to your show. I just tuned in a little bit to listening because I had a little break from hosting today, and I got to go back on at 4. But I want to hear the good words from each and every one of you. Amen.
All right, all right. Well, thank you so much. Let's see. Wait. Oh, my God. Thank you, Marianne, for joining us. Pastor Ramsey, you know, we were just about to ask. I think we lost. Hold on. I want to make sure we didn't lose. Anthony, are you there? I think Anthony might have hung up. I'm not sure. Maybe we lost him. But I'm so glad that Anthony came on, and I hope he's still listening to the show. Anthony, if you can, call back in because you know, we want to get you back on the phone. Pastor Ramsey, how have you been?
I'm doing real good. I'm feeling 100% better than I was. And it's another day that the Lord woke me up. But my mind stayed on Jesus and clothed in my right mind and activity of my limbs. I just praise and thank God I'm doing so good, and the best is yet to come.
Wow. Anthony, what's your area code, Anthony? I seem like I lost you off the board here. Could you just leave your area? Are you there, Anthony? Hello. Anthony, are you there? Hey, I'm trying to get Anthony back in the studio with us. I was asking, is that him on the 302? 302, okay, got you. All right, there we go. All right, Anthony, are you there? Hello?
Yes, I am. I'm still here.
Amen.
Pastor Ramsey.
Can you hear me?
Yes, you can. Everybody say hello to Pastor Ramsey.
Hello. Good
morning, Pastor Ramsey.
God bless you. How y'all doing today?
Good morning, Pastor Ramsey. Welcome to the show.
God bless you. How you doing, Pastor Clarence? How you doing?
I'm doing well, brother. Thank you very much.
Amen. Yes,
you know, Anthony and Pastor Ramsey, Vera, and all of the listeners out there. Hey, what's up, Evangelist Virginia Valentine? Welcome to the show, Evangelist Virginia Valentine. We need a prayer right now, and I'm gonna shout you out, Pastor Ramsey. Let me tell you what we need a prayer for.
Uh-huh.
For the police brutality against the 13-year-old that was shot and killed, against Dante, the 20-year-old that was shot and killed, against hello, Evangelist. We need prayer for the COVID-19. We need prayer for the pharmaceutical false and not right. We need prayer for taking this to the White House and taking it to the Supreme Court and the African American people of America versus the United States of America. And if we don't fight for what we want and fight for what we deserve, we're never, ever going to get it. So we need a prayer right now. We need a prayer for the people that are suffering. We need a prayer for the people that have been locked up in the house for a year. We need a prayer for the people who have lost their husbands and wives and children to COVID-19. We need a prayer for the corrupt government that's behind this whole mass destruction of human life. What they call depopulation of the world, and it's been done before. but they're doing it again. And we've lost millions.
Yes.
So if, without further ado, on Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, pray for the homeless. The sick and shut in on ventilators around the world, because in Brazil, they got hundreds of thousands of people on ventilators right now. But they, Brazil doesn't have the proper pain medicine to give to the patient, so they end up trying to pull the tube out of their throat on the ventilators. It's painful. So what they're doing is now they're tying them down to the bed. They're putting them in restraint to keep them from pulling the tubes out of their throat. So we need major prayer. Anthony, do you have a prayer request? Anthony, do you have a prayer request?
I'm just in agreement with all your prayers.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Vera, do you have a prayer request?
Eddie, well, that was well said. So I am waiting for Pastor Ramsey.
All right. Brother Clarence, do you have a prayer request?
Yes, I want to add that you pray for justice for the Floyd family.
Yes.
And anybody on Facebook Live, anybody that's on Facebook Live, if you have a prayer request, just type it in right now. Whatever your prayer request is, Evangelist Virginia, whoever has a prayer request right now on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, send your prayer request in right now. If you've been going through something, no matter what it is, how big or how small it might be, when I preached my sermon yesterday, my sermon came out of Hebrews 11:1. If faith is the thing, evidence of things not seen. Amen. So, you know, okay, there we go. So without further ado, Pastor Ramsey, take the floor.
Amen. Glory to your name, God. I thank God because I preached on yesterday, do you got what it takes? And we as a family got what it takes to come against these evil spirits and everything that goes around. So, Heavenly Father, we thank you right now, God. Oh, glory to your name. For this day that you have made, April 19th, 2021. Lord, we thank God that we woke up this morning, clothed in our right mind, active our limbs in another day, that you kept us from all evil. Hallelujah, God. Lord, you heard all the petitions. And Lord, right now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we ask you to meet every petition right now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Lord, we thank God that by your stripes, we are healed. Lord, we thank God, oh, glory to your name, because we're here with energy in our bodies. We thank God we got eyes to see and ears to hear on today what you're saying to us, Lord. And, Lord, we ask you right now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, to go to the east, the west, the north, and the south, even overseas, God. Lord, you got the last say-so, God. It doesn't matter about the government. It doesn't matter what's going on. But, Lord, you can fix it because you're our fixer. Upper. And Lord, we thank you for every child in the east, the west, and the north, and the south. And Lord, we ask you to protect them. Put a hedge of protection around our children, God. Oh, glory to your name. Protect us while we're on the job. Oh, glory to your name, God. You're our protector. You're our provider. You're the rose of Sharon. You're the lily of the valley and the bright in the morning star. And somebody needs you on today, God. So Lord, we thank God for another chance. We thank God for another opportunity, another Messiah. And Lord, we thank you right now, God, that we're standing on your word with faith, God. Oh, glory to your name. Lord, we ask you right now, God. Oh, somebody may be hurting right now. We ask you to heal them where they hurt. We ask you to heal them where they hurt right now, God. Oh, glory to your name. Oh, bring the one back together, God. Bring the families back together, God. Let us stand in unity. We ask you, Lord, to lift up the George Floyd family, God. Oh, Yanamasi. We ask you, Lord, for comfort and peace. Oh, glory to your name in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank God for this radio show. Hallelujah, God. Oh, glory to your name, Pastor Eddie Justice Jr. God, we thank you for him putting us together. We thank God for the poems. We thank God for the songs. We thank God for the testimonies. We thank God for the healing. Yanamasi. Oh, Lord, we thank you right now, God, because you're the only one that can do it. And Lord, as we go, that where you lead us, we're going to follow. If you tell us to go somewhere, we're going to go. But we're going to hold hands in the spirit. We're going to touch and agree that things are going to happen on this day. Oh, glory to your name, God. Lord, we know that you're a God who answers prayers. If we cry on your name, Jesus, or if we just say Jesus on today, he's there to answer the prayer on my seat. Or he's there to answer the prayers on today. Lord, whoever's gone through something right now, God, we ask you to flip the script and make it better, God. Oh, glory to your name. We thank God that the jobs are going to increase. We thank God the gas prices are going to go down. Lord, we know what's going on and we see it, Lord. But we're in the world and not of the world. And Lord, as men and believers and women and believers, God, and apostles and preachers and teachers and ministers, Lord, we thank God that we're holding together. Oh, we're better together like Bishop Taylor says. And Lord, we thank God on today, God. Oh, we thank you right now, God, for restoration. We thank God for release. Oh, we thank God for release on today. Somebody has a release on today, God. And Lord, the kids are going to come back. They're going to come back to our next generation, God. Oh, we thank God on today. Because, Lord, you're a miracle worker. You're a promise keeper. You're a way out of no way. Hallelujah, God. Oh, you're the bright and the morning star. Oh, if it had not been for you, Lord, on our side, where will we be on today, God? Oh, when I think of the goodness of Jesus, and all that you've done, Lord, I got a testimony. So, Lord, we thank you. And, Lord, as we end this prayer, God, we ask you to move by your Holy Spirit, God. Oh, on today, let somebody take a leap of faith. Let somebody keep on leaping on today. Like the woman leaped, hallelujah, the man at the pool of Bethesda, how he was troubled and everybody walked on him. But we got to get up on today. So, Lord, give us the strength to rise and take up our bed and walk on today. Rise and take up our bed and walk on today. But Lord, we can do this together because it's good and present time brethren draw together in unity. If we stay unified, we can beat these cops. We can beat this stinking devil. We can beat that devil up and tell him to go back to the pits of hell because we are stronger together. And Lord, we're so careful to give you the praise. Oh, hallelujah. We're so careful to give you the glory. We're so careful to give you the honor on today. But Lord, you did it for us one more time. Hey, Shamamasi. And Lord, we thank you, God. And we consider these prayers done. And we seal them. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Back in your hands, Pastor Eddie. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. My God.
Thank you, Father.
Oh, my God. He's the light. The light. He's the light of the world. Hallelujah. Oh, I hear you, Lord. Somebody needs to know the light. If somebody's been in a dark place too long, they've been in a tunnel, my God. They're trying to get their way to the light. But if you look to the light on today and lift up your hills, lift up your eyes to the hills which come as your help on today, I guarantee you're going to see the light because somebody right now has been in a dark place. It doesn't matter if you're a pastor, apostle, preacher, teacher. I'm telling you, we got to look to the light. The Lord's saying on today, thus say the Lord, look to the light, which is Jesus. Look to the light. Look to the light. Stop being in that dark place. Stop letting things get in your way because you got power in you to tell that devil to get and be behind. Thus say the Lord thy God. Back in your hands, man of God. Hallelujah.
Pastor Ramsey, that was an wonderful prayer. Anthony, go right ahead, Anthony. What would you like to say, Anthony? Take the floor. That was an amazing prayer. Go ahead, Anthony. Yeah, we can't hear you, Anthony. Go ahead. Anthony, are you there?
Hallelujah.
Anthony, are you there? Okay. Now, we can't hear you, Anthony, but, you know, just when you can, chime back in, Anthony. We're waiting on you to come back. We want to hear what you had to say. We're going to go over here to caller. Okay. Dr. Aretha Adams-Jones, welcome to the show,
Man.
Dr. Aretha Adams-Jones. How are you today?
I'm wonderfully blessed. How are you, Pastor Eddie? It's nice to be here.
I'm doing wonderfully. Thank God. Praise the Lord. Everybody on the show, please hello. Say hello to Dr. Aretha Adams-Jones.
How you doing, Sister Aretha?
Hello, Aretha.
How are you guys doing? How are you?
Dr. Aretha in the house.
How about you?
And also, we have...
We're better since the prayer.
Caller in the 323-646 area code. Welcome to the show. Are you there? Caller in the 323-646 area code. Are you there?
Thank you, Jesus.
Call it in the 323-646 area code. Are you there? Okay, hold on. Let's put them on hold. Caller in the 323-687 area code. Are you there?
Yes, I am, Pastor. Thank you for bringing me on. This is April, and I just wanted to say thank you so much for everybody that's talked, all the callers. And let's stay woke. Thank you.
Now, April, don't go yet, April. April Sims, you are a wonderful civil rights activist within yourself, and you do a lot of great things for the community. You also create a drink that can help people thrive and live better and be better. Please, April, take the floor and tell us the name of your drink. And the name of your and what you do. I mean, just for a minute, we know that you have a long history with Simply Wholesome, which is one of the greatest health food restaurants in the United States, if you ask me. But you have created something on your own, so please take the floor and share. Let's welcome April Sims. Everybody say good morning to Sister April Sims.
Amen.
Good morning, April.
Good morning,
April.
Everybody.
Welcome back.
Thank you. I just pulled over, so thank you. And I'm so glad that I made it in time for the show today, because usually I look up and it's already 12 o'clock on Monday, so I'm thankful and praising God for this day. My juice line is called April's Life in a Bottle, and the juices are made for us, for our bodies, to strengthen and heal our bodies, to correct some of the imbalances that have been caused by eating food that is not conducive for our body types, obesity, hypertension, high cholesterol, arthritic conditions. My juices are designed to help correct those types of imbalances naturally. My juices are raw, cold, pressed, unpasteurized, and so they are 100% alive. I sell them here locally in Los Angeles at Simply Wholesome, at Hot and Cool Cafe, and also at Dr. Goss Spot in Ingle and Compton. I will also be this week starting at the North Star Market. And if anyone is not familiar with the North Star Market in Gardena, we need to become familiarized with it. That brother and sister there sell products made by us. All their products are made by people that look like us. So, and that's why it's intentionally called the North Star Market. They are on Instagram and Facebook, and you can also Google them. So I just agree with Pastor Eddie. We have to stay ever vigilant. We have got to band together, and these people need to understand that we are not going to take this BS and nonsense lying down, and it's freedom or die. So, that's my stance, that's my position, and I ride with you all. Thank you.
Let's give April Sims a big hand, you guys. Come on, man. Let's give April Sims a
man.
Thank you, April.
Hello, brother.
April, you know I love you, Sister April, and you are definitely a soldier on the battlefield for God. And, I always look forward to working with you, and just keep up the great work. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. God bless everybody.
Thank you, April. By the way, Anthony, are you still with us now? With us, Anthony?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you loud and clear. Yes, we can. Now, right after you speak, we're going to go into our regular segment. So please take the floor, Anthony, our guest today, and share what's on your heart.
I didn't know that you guys were spiritual class. I thought you were just talking about the problems at hand. But I want to say this. The reason why we're having such a hard time is because when those fallen angels were kicked out of heaven, they're down here on earth, and they're working inside of people, the real, real rich people, that calls people like Dr. King to be assassinated, the real, real rich people that caused John F. Kennedy to be assassinated, these are fallen angels living inside of these people. And if we don't deal with the fallen angels and the demons, the people are just going to keep breeding themselves, recreating themselves, because they're going to do what the devil tells them to do because we're not dealing with those devils like we're supposed to. When Paul was on earth, there was a woman following him around that used to tell fortunes. And she kept following him around saying, these are the men of the Most High God that comes to show us the way of salvation. And for a few days, Paul let her keep doing what she was doing. Now, remember, it was a woman with devils in her. But eventually, Paul got tired of it, most likely because she was trying to inflate his ego, but he knew he couldn't do that. So he cast the devil out of that woman, and she no longer had her power to influence the world or the city. So we've got to pray on a daily basis for the power of Jesus that he has given us to separate the evil spirits from the people that they've been using and make it hard for them to pick other people to take up the slack now that those other people are no longer in operation. And this Amen. Is what the church needs to do to help the world to get better. You see, the world can't get better if they're dealing with physical things, spiritual things physically. You got to deal Amen. With the spiritual problem spiritually, not physically.
Amen.
You know,
Amen.
Dr. King said he had a dream. He saw a vision. But you never heard him say, we need to stop these evil spirits. He mentioned God, but he never mentioned the evil spirits that work in human beings and took authority over them and stopped them from doing what they were doing. And as a result of it, he spoke his death into existence. He
Amen.
Said, I'm ready
Amen.
To get there with you. He could have got there with us if he had just said, no weapon formed against me can prosper.
Amen.
You know, so we got to really accelerate in knowledge so that we can get on top and on, you know, so we can get on top of these evil spirits. Jesus taught us to do it. He did it.
Amen. Now we.
But I'll turn it back over to you, brother.
Thank you so much for sharing. Let's give Anthony a big hand for coming on our show today and sharing some very pertinent
Amen.
Information.
Amen. Amen. Tell the truth.
I want to send a shout out to some of my friends on Facebook Live. Arlita Frazier, we went to elementary school, middle school, and high school together. Hello, Arlita, how are you? God bless you. Thank you for joining us. Thank you, Elaine, for joining us. Thank you, Evangeline Virginia. She shouted out Acts chapter 16, verse 1 through 25. We need to read that. Hello, Monica Smith, how are you? Prophetess Monica, welcome to the show on Facebook Live, Prophetess Monica. And then we have Cousin V. Cousin V, how you doing, Cousin V?
I'm doing okay. The weather is changing here. It's like 40-some degrees here, but I'm doing okay.
Okay, so now it's 10:38. We know the show's over at 11. We can't really go over today, but here's what we're going to do. At first, we're going to start off with health and wellness with Vera Jones. Health and wellness with Vera Jones. And then we're going to go right off with mental health and you with Dr. Aretha Adams Jones. Then we're going to go to the sports report with Cousin V. And then after that, we're going to go to Clarence M. Allen, who will actually be doing two jobs today. He'll be doing Professor Reeves' job, and he'll be doing his regulation manual. So without further ado, you're on Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show, the Eddie Justice Jones Radio Talk Show. We talk about civil rights, constitutional rights, human rights, your rights, my rights, and our rights, because we all have rights. Welcome to the show, Cherry Ann McCartney. How are you, Cherry Ann? Cherry Mack, nice to have you on the show on Facebook Live. Without further ado, Vera Jones, take the floor. Give us health and wellness. Get your pencils out. Vera, are you
Hello,
there?
Everyone, again. Thanks for listening. Can you hear me, Eddie?
Yes, loud and clear. Go right ahead.
Okay, so today I want to share with you about self-care And self-care is actions that we personally take for ourselves and our family and our loved ones and friends. And it is mentally, physically, emotionally, things that we can do to help keep our body and our spirituality at a great pace. Because it's imperative for us to do this each and every single day to add balance and abundance of life to us and then to those around you. And self-care is treating yourself and your body with love. Because remember, as mentioned before, taking care of yourself first or you will have nothing to give others. And self-care is not selfishness. You cannot serve others from an empty vessel. And do something daily that you enjoy that can expand your horizons, like stimulate your mind to things that you have put off doing or things that you have enjoyed. And you can do that by exploring some new hobbies. And number one, start your day off with the breath of life as thanking the Most High for waking you up again with prayer, meditation, journaling. Speaking of gratitude and affirmations of I am while practicing mindfulness. And practicing mindfulness can be just sitting there doing some deep breathing or adding some yoga, tai chi, or stretching to your daily regimen. And as we know, we need to keep exercise in our body. It should be a way of life for the rest of our life. And as April mentioned, in reference to wellness, yes, we need to take those things to keep our entire organs healthy. And guess what? We need to remember to keep that body weight at a great pace. And you can do that by getting outside in nature, just walk or run or ride your bike. But just make sure you get some of that vitamin D in. And if you need special gear, as far as when you go out for a walk, take that with you. Wear your support for your back or your knees or your ankles. And make sure you have on the proper shoes because we want to do all that we can do to stay healthy. So in closing, do some of those things that you have not taken the time to do, like try some neck rotations to release some tension that you may have in your neck or your back. Jump some rope. Do some jumping jacks. Go back to old school. If you can skate, skate. Put your music on. Do some squats. And remember, if you share part of you with healthcare for self-care, healthcare is self-care. So let's do that. Let's share with someone. Let's shed off the old ways of doing things, just like a caterpillar does. And the new way is self-care. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Let's give a big hand.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for that.
All right. Without further ado, that was amazing. But without further ado, it is time for Mental Health and You. Dr. Reed Adams-Jones, come forward and give us Mental Health and You.
Okay, good evening. So listen, today is April the 19th, 2021. Today is actually National Hanging Out Day. You know, it's great to hang out with people we love, our friends, our coworkers, loved ones. But did you know that there are people who are afraid of people? They're afraid to hang out with people. They're afraid to be around people. They actually have a fear of people. And it's called anthropophobia. It's the fear of people, right? This is an anthro. I want to break it down. Anthro means people, and phobia, fear. So it's not an ordinary fear. It's unreasonable. It's an unreasonable fear. These people fear other people, and it's a disorder. And so some of the causes, negative events and experiences that a person experienced, it could be genetically linked. Sometimes it's something going on in the environment, It could be a learned behavior, and it could be a change in the brain functioning, some chemical imbalances in the brain. And some of the symptoms, people that have this disorder, they have major anxiety or fear about a particular person or people, and it's unreasonable. It's for no reason, okay? The person or the people causes them a great, it causes them great anxiety, right? The people, they avoid these people at every cost. Whenever possible, they avoid these people. And the anxiety lasts for 6 months or more. And then lastly, the anxiety causes distress or it hinders their daily functioning. It's not social anxiety. Social anxiety is an anxiety in a social setting, and they avoid social settings. This is, it could be one-on-one, it could be a date, but it's a fear of people, okay? And so today, go out and hang out with your buddies, okay? And remember that mental health matters, and it's time to remove the stigma. God bless you.
Wow, let's give a big...
Dr. Rico.
Dr. Rita, are you still with us, Dr. Rita? Dr. Rita Adams-Jones, are you there?
I'm here, yes. I'm here.
Yes. Well, Dr. Rita, just want to inform you, we have a delegation of people preparing for Washington, D.C. So you and Minister Tanya start writing out your information about mental health, and I'll give you a jingle like after the show, and we can talk a little bit about it. How about that?
Hey, that sounds great. That sounds great. I'm looking forward to it. Thank you.
Fantastic. Rita Adams-Jones, please announce your radio show, please.
Okay, yeah. So every Thursday, we meet on the Sound Mind One Third Ministries conference line every Thursday at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And the number is area code 551-258-6967. Once again, it's area code 551-258-6967. Every Thursday, 6 p.m. I want to announce though that this Thursday I'm gonna give all of the listeners a mental health break. So we're gonna take a break this Thursday, because we're meeting Saturday for our book club and our support group. Yeah, support group is meeting on Saturday, and I hope that you can join us. But next Saturday, we will resume our meeting, 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. I hope to meet you there. Sound Mind, One Third Ministries. God bless you.
All right, God bless you. Thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, we're going to go to Cousin V, and let's find out what's going on with our Lakers, our Clippers, our Dodgers, our Angels. What's going on, Cousin V? Please take the floor.
Good morning. First of all, I want to start off with getting your 15 minutes of fame. On last week, Clarence shared with me his son's 15 minutes of fame. He plays for Arizona Christian University, and they played at Wayland College, and they beat them 42-7. So he got his name in the headlines, and it says Najee Gaston rushed for 20 yards to the ACU one fumble forced by Deion Harden. Deion Harden is Clarence's son. He fumbled by Najee Gaston, recovered by ACU team at ACU zero, out of bounds and a touchback. So hats off to him. That was in the first and 10 on the ACU 21. So hats off to Deion Harden. And
right.
Then I want to go to, first of all, before we get to the NBA, the Kentucky Derby was started on Saturday, May the 1st. So, ladies, if you want to celebrate Kentucky Derby, you know that's the day to go out and buy your hat and dresses to just sit around and just have a Kentucky Derby party day. And then we had the Indy 500. They started this week at the Honda Indy Car Grand Prix of Alabama. The first top five is Alex Pelone. He drives a Honda, number 90 and running. And then number two is Will Power, a Chevrolet, and 90 and running. And then Scott Dixon, a Honda, 90 and running. And fourth is Peyto Award, a Chevrolet, 90 and running. And number five is Sebastian Bordes, and he's driving a Chevrolet, 90 and running. So actually, most of these cars are Chevrolets and Hondas. So pick your car. And then I want to get to the WNBA. Well, we want to take hats off to a young lady from right here in East Texas, native right here in my hometown of Lufkin, Texas. She's a 23-year-old Natasha Mack. She's a forward. She is 6'4", and she's number four. She played for the Lufkin Panthers Lady Pack. Then she went on to play for Angelina College Roadrunners, and then she was also discovered and played for Oklahoma State Cowboys, the same state university that Dez Bryant also graduated from. Well, congratulations, Tasha Mack. She's going to the WNBA Chicago Sky. So hats off to her. Won an award for the Naismith Women's Defensive Player of the Year. At one point, she had signed up with University of Houston Cougars, which was not a good fit for her. So she came back to work right here at our chicken poultry, which is called Pilgrim's Pride. She said sometimes you just get burnt out, and she never thought that she would ever get back into basketball. She's just going to come back here, just be comfortable with just being here. But God always has a plan. And I heard a lot of people talk, you know, our show last week and this week has just been so spiritual. And then just a little bit of Black history. I was listening to Empower Series. It's a series that I was attending in Dallas. And now that I'm not in Dallas, I can still watch them on YouTube. But the guy brought up Dick Gregory. And he said that Dick Gregory ran from L.A. to New York City an average of 41 miles per day. He also wrote a book called Nigger, and he explains why he ran. He had to take cold showers because they couldn't afford to keep their water hot, so he would have to take cold showers. So he figured if he ran every day, then he would be able to get out and take a hot shower. So that was his motivation for becoming a cross-country runner. And then also, we had the PGA Tour. And this week, the first place went to Stuart Sink. Second place went to Hal Varner, the third. And he's a Black player, so that means he almost won that tournament. And then Emilio Grillo from Argentina, Maverick McNeil, and then also Matthew Fitzpatrick, and three of those were American. And then our NBA score on Saturday, the Lakers beat the Jazz 127-115. The Wizards beat the Pistons 121-100. The Cavaliers lost to the Bulls 106-96. The Warriors lost to the Celtics 119-114. Bucks beat the Grizzlies 128-115. The Spurs beat the Suns 111-85. And then on yesterday, the Knicks beat the Pelicans 122-112. Hawks beat the Pacers 129-117. The Hornets beat the Trailblazers 109-101. Miami Heat beat the Nets 109-106. The Rockets beat the Magic 114-110. Thunder lost to the Raptors 112-106, and the Clippers beat the Timberwolves 124-105, and the Mavericks lost to the Kings 121-107. Tonight, the Lakers will play Utah Jazz. This is my sports report, and y'all have a great and blessed week.
All right, all right,
welcome back. Welcome back.
Thank you, guys. I want to tell you guys a miracle. You know, we serve a mighty God. You know, at my job, you know, I got to be at work at early in the morning. I mean, early. I'm up at like 3:45 every morning. And all of a sudden, you know, they're training me for like a supervisor position, and they had to change my shift. So now I'm able to do the show before I go to work. And I just want to thank God for the opportunity.
Praise God.
Congratulations.
God knows that this show is very important. It's very informative. It has a lot of great, wonderful stuff on the show. And I want to thank everybody who has helped support our show. And I thank you guys for your love, your inspiration, your prayers. It's much needed. And your financial support to keep the show on, you know. I try to ask people, you know, my Cash App is money sign capital E D D I E 032 or something like that. I'll tell you later. I'll send it up or something. I'll put it on my Facebook page. But anyway, if you want to support us, Cash App, you know it. But anyway, without further ado, it's time for Clarence M. Allen to get into things because it's almost 11 o'clock. And we have 5 minutes left on the show, but let's get Clarence M. Allen on the floor. We'll regulate the manual, just a short, maybe 1 minute, regulate the manual. And then he's going to do the commentary also. He's going to step into Professor Reams' position. Shout out to Professor Reams. Shout out to Providence Monica, Melanie Aubrey with Financial Literacy, and all the other hosts and co-hosts of our show, shouting you guys out with love. And without further ado, Clarence M. Allen, take the floor. Give us regulate the manual and the commentary.
Yes, Pastor, let me squeeze all this in. Once again, thank you for allowing me to share this book. This next paragraph, it will allow you to open up to some more truths and deceptions that are implemented throughout our racial society. Racism, it is the evil instrument which is inserted into our society to give many people the false belief and hopes that they are a supreme being over others. All those who have picked up and use these evil instruments against others, they are surely the ones who will believe and hope in almost anything. But in the times of peril, and when it comes, when this disaster strikes your own home, these are the very same people who have forgotten about the evil deeds that they have caused to their other brothers of race, creed, and color. Colors are simply the openness of all the life that God has portrayed for us all to visualize the beauties of all things. When you recognize that you are a regulator, only then will you come to the conclusion that these are the same colors that were here in the beginning, and they will be also here after it is all said and done. Each and every color that you will come to visualize, that color will also have good in that color. Do not allow man or the devil to deceive you about this color and that color, this creed and that creed, this race and that race. Regulate your way through each and every race, creed, and color that you may have a problem with. Races of all creeds and color, today, this is the day that you will regulate that racist demon which dwells inside of you. If you are Jewish, Muslim, Catholic, Christian, or whatever your religious preference and your hate, and if you hate your brothers of any nationality, religion, race, creed, or color, then you are truly being deceived by yourself, and evil is having its way within your life. How can you hate your brothers who are working in that part of the world and say that you love God who is working all over the world? Racism is truly the major topic for us to pick for some dialogue. Your mission is, if you decide to accept, is to regulate your way through all your racial issues. Your mission is to regulate with an opening in your life and hold some dialogue on racism with others of your own race and others from other races. Regulators, they will have many challenges throughout all the days of their lives. Will you believe? Will you regulate? I do believe regulating. I'm going to stop that right there because we are short on time, and once again, I cannot fit Pastor Reem's shoes, so I will put my own in. I need plenty of cotton to stick within the toes of the shoes, and they still won't fit. Once again, Pastor Eddie has brought us with an amazing broadcast this morning, an amazing show with the hot button topics. Pastor Eddie opened it up with this evil demon of the pandemic, you know, this COVID-19, the side effects of the pandemic. Whether or not you take this shot, we're coming to a point in our society where you may not be able to buy a sale without showing that you had that shot. This stuff is written in the scriptures, so this is nothing new. You know, today is the Derek Chauvin murder trial of George Floyd, and the world is waiting. The world is watching. Everybody is at the TV screen. They're in front of their phones. They're in front of whatever medium that they have at hand, because right now the defense is closing in its remarks, and it's just a shame that in these modern times we continue to face these dilemmas. Vera Jones covered with health and wellness, self-care, love yourself. Love yourselves and do those positive things to treat yourself with love. And there's nothing wrong with being selfish and taking care of yourself, because, as she said, how can you take care of somebody else if you don't take care of yourself? And Pastor Eddie, he just once again, he talked about the young man, Adam Toledo. He talked about Dante Wright. He talked about the young lady up in northern Las Vegas, Nevada. He talked about the discrimination against the man down in South Carolina. You know, racism, as I just read, is still having its way in our nation, and we have to do without it. Linda Goldie came with Face the Hour. What are you going to do in the time of facing the hour? Are you willing to risk your life with stopping the killing? We'd like to thank our caller, Anthony, that brought us some information with the different elements of the government, with the CDC, the FDA, even the Environmental Protection Agency, which has their hand in all of this, and Pastor Ramsey with his wonderful prayer. Thank you, Pastor Ramsey, for that, you know, for the sick and the shut-in, for the Floyd family, for all of those in need, the COVID-19 pandemic. And Dr. Aretha Adams Jones with anthrophobia, the fear of people. You know, we have to pray for people who just, and when you look at these mass killings, you know, that's going to be affecting a lot of people to just go around people, because we don't know who's next, whose mind is going to snap and take the madness out on who are those around us. April Sam, thank you for calling in with Wholesome Food. Be sure to call her. And once again, we'd like to thank you, Pastor Eddie, for bringing us a remarkable show this morning. And I'm going to say this before I close. Every week when Professor Ring slams the trunk to the limo, the Eddie Justice Blog Talk Radio Show has hit the road. Thank you, Pastor Eddie. God keep you. God bless you.
Thank you so much,
sir. Amen.
Regulator. Oh, Clarence.
So much, Brother Clarence. Our word of the week, is faith. Faith. Keep the faith. Don't let nobody stop you from keeping the faith. Our word of the week is faith. And our scripture of the week is 1 John chapter 4, verse 7. 1 John chapter 4, verse 7. And it reads, And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ, the word of God, for the people of God. Amen. And again, that came out of 1 John chapter 4, verse 7. Okay, that's our scripture of the week and our word of the week. Okay, you guys, it's time to go. I got to get out of here. I've had so much. I've really enjoyed you guys on the show. This has been a wonderful show. Remember, I always say, don't let nothing and nobody steal your joy. And by the way, I want to thank Evangelist Terry Herbert, because my My Cash App is money sign capital E, small DBIE 072. That's my Cash App. Money sign capital E, DBIE 072. If you want to support our radio show, you want to help us, want to help keep us on the air, we're here every Monday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. religiously. I don't care if it's a holiday, we're still on. Okay, the only limit in life is the one you put on yourself, so let there be no limit. Don't let nothing and nobody steal your joy. And remember that the best is yet to come. You're on Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. God bless you. And here's the real question. The real question is, what's going on? We don't own the right.
Hey, what's up now?
Boy, this is a too big party, man.
Yeah,
I can dig it.
Stop
it.
Right on.
There's too many of you crying. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, Father, we don't need to escalate. You see, war is not the answer, for only love can conquer hate.
You know we've got to find a way
to bring some love and kiss here today. Oh, pick it light and pick it fast. Punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see. Come on, talk to me, you can see.